God, Jeff was always saving. And Gitch was always wrecking. God, John was always making them great fights. But you can't forget to go customs. Or butt kicker and GMS. But most of all, you can't forget the Not So Fast Podcast. The Not So Fast Podcast. The Not So Fast Podcast.
All right, we're here with our truck champion, Kyle Spies. What's going on, Kyle?
Not too much, man. Appreciate you letting me be here.
All right, man. Well, you really had a great season in the trucks. It seems like I've seen your race before, and it's not just trucks that you're fast in. You're fast in the cup cars and everything else that I've seen you racing in. But explain a little bit about the trucks and why you're so fast in them anyways.
I think I'm pretty fast and consistent just due to time in the rig. Obviously, we all race iRacing. I just put a lot of time into trucks due to being in other leagues prior to this one. So I think I have a lot of time with the truck, and with it being a fixed setup, I'm just used to the setups, as well as just being smart and consistent. I think you don't have to be fast to win races. I always go into a race with a clear mindset, and I think that helps me a lot, as well as just being smart with decisions I make during the race. So I think with the talent and the time in the rig with the truck, and then, like I said, just being smart and consistent, I think that helps me just be an overall great driver.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. How long have you been on iRacing?
I want to say probably 3-4 years, maybe.
Okay. So were you pre-COVID?
Yes, only for a little bit, and then I actually got the triple monitor rig actually during COVID, and once I got that whole setup, it has completely changed how I race and everything, because it's just a ton better.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So yeah, you kicked off the season racing with, I mean, you've been racing with Threat Level. How are those guys in the Discord?
They're an absolute blast. We have been due to Jeffrey Vickery, who is also in the league, due to him making the team, we've been a team now, I want to say, for a year or two as well. And we've done multiple leagues, and they've done other leagues with the team. We always try to stick together and work together with the team in other leagues, just because we like to run with each other. And everyone's very, very supportive. We help each other out. Very, very positive. Even last night, with three of us being Threat Level, we were still trying to help each other out to make it to the end. We weren't sitting there fighting each other for a championship. Even with it on the line, we're still teammates and make teamwork happen, and it's been a blast since Jeff made the team.
Yeah. So you pulled off a lot of victories this year, actually. Three wins this year. But which, is there any race that stands out the most to you over the season?
Honestly, it was last night. I knew going into the season I could probably get 2 to 3 wins, depending on the track that I was at. I also knew there's a lot of talent in this league, including yourself, and my teammates were all very talented, so I thought it would be hard to get 5 wins or 4 to 5 wins. I didn't think was possible unless you really got lucky. Like you said, I got 3. Very happy with that, but as far as races that stood out, last night was a big one for me. I knew going in Jeff would be a tough talent to race with. I also knew Wally was right there in our back pocket. Like everyone saw, that race was hard. It was very strategy based, when to pit, how to get in, get out, and then what to do at the end of the race. And everything combined, it was a tough race, very clean race between me and Jeff, but it was a probably the one that stands out the most for me.
Yeah, well, you did a lot. I mean, I wasn't around you a whole lot this season because, you know, I'm a back marker. But, you know, somebody's got to be back there.
That's right.
might as well be
you
me.
You can only get better by racing guys that are better than you. That's what I always say.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I don't want to race against. I want to get better. So obviously, right. You got to race against people that are. You know, I don't want no easy win.
Right. We were racing tight during the season for sure.
Yeah, I got into it at Michigan. I was like, oh, my race was over because we were four wide, and I think that's probably the only time we've been around. We were around each other, and I was like, oh, I hope I didn't kill us. And fortunately, we had a caution. You were able to regroup, but
I remember that actually.
it was a great save, though, by the way. I was like, man, I can't believe you saved it. I'm glad you did. Yeah, you saved me an EOL for the next race, by the way, because if you didn't save it, I would have got a penalty.
That's true.
Yeah, but so you did. You had a lot of great races this year, and your teammates. I know Wally; he's got to be a character in that chat, and you know, I can just imagine being in a Discord with Wally.
He's something else. He's a great guy. He is funny. He's always asking questions because he wants to get better as much as all of us. But he's always asking questions, getting better and better and better. He's actually won other races in a league that he's a part of now that I used to run in. He actually won the season opener. So it's like it keeps going. It's getting better. It's awesome to see him get better and progress like he is.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in our final four last season, and he just barely missed it last year also. So. Yeah, he's a good driver to have. All of the threat level guys, I feel like, are pretty clean, hard nosed competitors, which is exactly what you want to be a part of your league. And so we're so glad to have you guys a part of us, and we look forward to racing with you some more in the future. You got any plans for the summer? I know the league's probably going to take a little bit of a summer break, maybe throw some fun races up because a lot of people are going on vacations and such, but you got any plans for the summer?
I'm gonna try to stay low really and take a break. I like personally, like I said, I'm only about 4 years in, but those first 2 years it was nothing but race. I've kind of gotten out of the mojo of racing, so I may do some officials here and there and go from there. And I've actually started commentating a little bit in the league I used to be in, so I'm trying to progress my skill at that, just like people are trying to progress their skills at racing. I want to get better at being a commentator and seeing how that goes, so I'll probably be doing that a lot this summer.
I know the guy that broadcasts our races on Friday nights, he's not very good at that, so you gotta be better than him.
It's tough. I get anyone that has the guts to go out there and record themselves speak during a race and like keep it going. Props to anybody. It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. And really, I know we were just talking about taking a little bit of a break and a little bit of a hiatus, but I'm ready to just shut my computer off and not. I've been an admin of a league for over 3 years now, so
this one was really very fun. This one was very fun. We were talking about that last night. For a free league, it's probably one of the best I've ran in any league format. Not like I've told them, I've paid for leagues, and they're not as fun, and they're not ran as good. I came here and raced, and this was my first season here, but they knew you guys, and I had a blast. We all had a blast. I know as soon if you start up another season or whatever that happened, I know we're going to want to race in it. Like I said, this league's fun to be in.
Yeah. I know... me personally, I'm just going to take a little bit of a break over the summer, and the other admins will definitely, they already got stuff going on in the works, but there'll be fun races up, keeping everybody active or whatnot that want to be active, but, you know, it'll be great. I'm glad that you were able to jump on with us today. Before we let you go, you got anybody you'd like to thank?
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, you guys and the admins for making the league. Like I said, it's been a blast racing. And then shout out to Jeff Vickery and Threat Level. I wouldn't be here without them guys and being a part of their team. Every season we run, it's been a blast. So shout out to everyone that's involved and shout out to those guys.
All right, man. Well, congratulations. We still got another championship to race for tonight. You got Jeff Radke, Keith Fonseca, Kevin Bernheimer, and we have Ryan Johnson. You got any bold predictions for that one?
Obviously, I'm probably going to go with Jeff. I'm hoping Jeff wins it, especially after last night. He understands the track now. Hopefully the car kind of works in his favor. I want him to win being threat level, but props to all those guys for being in the playoffs. Whoever wins it, wins it.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, congratulations on your championship, and we look forward to seeing you again in the future.
Thank you, man.
All right. All right, we're with our Full Speed Friday Next Gen Series champion, Ryan Johnson. Congratulations, Ryan Johnson, after winning your championship. This is like your 18th championship in a row, isn't it?
No, maybe total, but across like everything I can think of, maybe 18. I'm not sure. I haven't counted.
Yeah, well... Well, yeah, you pulled off the victory, but it wasn't without a little bit of excitement there at the end for everybody. Maybe not for you, though.
Well, it was exciting. There's no doubt about exciting.
Yeah. So, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say Kevin and Keith really kept me on my toes there. I don't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, a little bit though. Would you rather have a 3-second gap and have it all wrapped up with 20 to go, or having to chase them down like you did?
I think having to chase them down was a lot more fun. I mean, it obviously it's more relaxing if you have a decent gap and you're running away with it or whatever. But it's definitely a lot more fun, I think, coming from behind and having to catch them, pass them, and like not knowing what's going to happen. It made it a lot more fun.
Yeah. Well, you decided to challenge yourself by qualifying. You smacked the wall.
Yeah. It felt like the car wasn't turning in one and two on my second lap. And I screwed up. I lifted, and I'm like, this really isn't going to turn now. And smacked the wall, and then smacked the wall again off of four because, the lap was already invalid, and yeah, that didn't work. I was like, well, I'm going for the challenge, I guess, tonight.
Yeah, well, you EOL'd yourself, basically.
Yeah, get myself a handicap.
Yeah, so what was it like? We got Luke Smith here with us. What was it like, Luke, racing with Ryan this season?
Oh, I mean, I've been racing with the guy for 3 years, and all he does is beat me and make me want to be better. And I mean, I've seen great improvements with myself this season, from when I first started the season, I was a little bit on the cocky side, Ryan puts me back in my place, but he pushed me to be better and better each week, and I ended up, I believe I'm the overall points champion, so that's a good thing. But yeah, he's always kicking my butt, and I need to keep him around because he does a pretty good job.
Yeah, so Ryan, you get one of them awesome 3D printed trophies printed by Michael Gitchell, GMS 3D. You got something in store for him there, Michael?
I'm finalizing the design right now.
Ooh, something, baby.
Something special?
Yeah, there's a not so hidden message on it. That's been kind of a fun little thing to do with the trophies. So I thought it was good for the for Freaky Fast. So Keith is getting one, and Ryan's getting one as well.
Yeah. Well, and then, we got Luke getting a special trophy by Turkle Customs. You got any idea what that is there, Luke? Have you seen that trophy?
Oh, I've seen what the prize is, and I'm excited. And
yeah,
it might be a shelf. It might be a shelf thing that, I let people look at, but it also might get used because, when you get something like that, you got to use it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was a little, not that even if I ran, I could have ran four nights a week trying to get points, but I wouldn't have had a chance at that. But I was like, that's one cool trophy right there.
I wish I could have ran more races to have a chance at it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it just came down to me and Radke, and Radke put up one heck of a fight there at the end. And I kept pulling away, and then I'd let him reel back in because I'd miss races for wedding stuff for my one buddy, and it got real close there at the end. I was counting the points tonight and last night, but ended up, I think, winning it by 13 points, It's either 12 or 13 points.
Yeah, well, you only had to win by one. Yeah. So Kevin said in the at the end of the race, he said that he would have rather lost to Ryan by 5 laps than a half a second.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which you get that, you know, you're like you're so close that you can almost taste it, but then it gets ripped right off from underneath you.
Yeah, I definitely understand that one. That's how I lost was Tuesday league a couple months back at Vegas. We me and the championship four, well, there was I think one guy was ahead of me, and there's a bunch of people that took two tires and a late race caution, so we had a green light checkered, and we were like in one lane up top trying to pass everybody, so I didn't even get a chance at it. So it sucks. It definitely does.
I mean, you could be going into turn two at Indy for the championship and then not make it out of turn two.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate circumstance.
I shouldn't brought that up because now he's got a gun.
It ain't going to get used for that.
Okay.
Assuming he passes a background check.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't have a gun.
Trust me, I can pass it. I need to pass it to work my job.
We're going to have to change Dave's nickname to Duck Hunt in the Discord now.
Wait, he works for FedEx. Isn't that technically giving a gun to a postal worker?
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should... Maybe we need to do a deeper background check on that one.
I'm clean. Well, I swear.
All right. Well, congratulations on your championship there, Ryan. And you got anybody you'd like to thank while we're here?
Yeah. Everybody that helped put on National iRacing League this season. It was a lot of fun. Made as many races both nights that I could. Everybody tuning in and watching, you for broadcasting Fridays, my team Purple Frog, my family, friends, everybody tuning in, watching, supporting, Turtle Shells for my most of the season paint, and John Gambit Designs for championship paint, and yeah.
All right, man. Well, like I said, good job, and I'm sure we'll race you again in the future. And you have one heck of a great season this season. And, you know, hopefully I'm able to race with you next time. I mean, the outcome's not going to be any different, but at least I'll be out there for you to lap me more.
Hey, maybe you could pass me again. You never know.
All right. And our overall champion, Luke Smith, congratulations on that overall championship. That was pretty tough because there was a lot of competition between both leagues.
Thank you.
So you got anybody you would like to thank for your overall championship?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I was looking fresh on the track all season, so I got to thank my boy John Gambit Designs. He always provides the best paint schemes possible. I'd like to thank all the drivers in my stable at Purple Frog Sim Sports. We all run each other clean. We've run each other for a while now, and we always just go out there and have fun and be ourselves. And whether we're being smart or we're just doing dumb stuff to try it out, you know, it is, we're always having fun. Like to thank my girlfriend for letting me race as much as I do, because I think I race a lot and she puts up with me ignoring her for hours on end. And like, thank
she enjoys guys. It.
Yeah. I'd like to thank you guys for putting on NIL and the Thursday night throwdown. It's been fantastic, and I have a lot of fun doing it, and I look forward to doing it in the future.
Yeah, and I know, Gitchell, you got some ideas planned for the Michael Gitchell series of unfortunate hosted sessions or whatever we're calling that thing.
Yeah, I know we threw a few ideas out. I don't know what we're doing yet, but... I know we got to sit down and kind of come up with a schedule for the summer here.
Yeah. I'm sure that if I know Michael, he is the king of coming up with some wacky races. And so he's the perfect man for the job. So, I mean, he does that just as good as he does 3D printed trophies.
Yeah, I just pulled the first one off the build plate as I got done with the race here. And I got all the other parts sitting here waiting to go now.
Also, Michael, you had one heck of a save here. I mean, I don't watch the whole race, but when the camera was on you, you were sideways and you saved it. So good job there. I don't know. I didn't really see how you finished, though. I'd seen that it wasn't probably what you wanted it to be, but.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. I had a coming to the last pit stop. I kind of screwed it up and got a minute and 10-second speeding penalty. So, yeah, I kind of was three laps down. So I ended up just parking at the end of the race and just kind of watching it.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I'm glad that we were able to get you guys on the podcast, and I'm hoping to be able to race with you guys some more in the future.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Heck yeah. Thank you.
All right. And thanks for joining us this morning. Today we have Jeff Ramsdell, Keith Fonseca, myself, Dave Gilbert. Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Morning, gentlemen.
Normally we talk about our week in iRacing and the other leagues, hosted races, official races we ran this week.
What did I run? I have to put the calendar back down to June here. What did I run? I ran my Wednesday night series, started 17th and finished 4th at Nashville. So that wasn't too bad. But other than that, it was a decent week.
Yeah. Yeah, you got your butt kicked.
Yes, I did get my butt kicked. Strategy this week did not pay out.
Yeah.
But well, that's how the cards fall.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, maybe if we should challenge Josh McKinney to a race walk.
Yeah, right.
But I was busy this week.
But my hips probably wouldn't help out just being this old.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've been on iRacing for other than our races in a while, so don't look at me for anything other than the Thursday night races, and I didn't even get to do that this week.
Hey, you were a busy man, huh?
Yeah, fortunately, after today, it slows down for me, so I'm excited for, well, I say it slows down, but then I just have more work to do around the house, putting a privacy fence up, you know, there's always something to do. But
yeah, that's what I'm working on too now, is the fence out back.
Yeah.
70 foot fence.
Yeah. Yeah. I have 32 panels to put up. Jeez. Well, take down, put up.
Yeah. So I'm doing mine by myself. I'm doing the posts, doing the rails, and I got cedar that I'm painting everyone individually and then putting them up.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm doing, the individual ones also, because I'm going to, you know.
Yeah. But mine aren't panels. Mine are. I'm putting the slats on the rails. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's what I'm doing too. Because I found it cheaper that way to buy it.
Oh yeah.
Plus I have some unlevel ground, so it'll be easier to. I think it might be easier to just do it that way than trying to cut in the panels. Also,
yeah, then you cut them the length you want.
Yeah, and then also, you know, the privacy fence is up right now, but. Whoever put them up, they didn't take down the chain link fence on the other side, so there's trees growing up in between the two.
Yeah, that's what I did. I took my chain link out.
Yeah.
Pain in the butt taking those out.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, so on to racing. We crowned three champions four technically. Four champions this week. So we'll get started with that. But we'll work on the Freaky Fast first. How did that go at USA?
Actually, you know,
it went a lot better than what we had expected it was going to. Yeah, we ended up, we had no cautions. I think a couple of self spins that we had on the dirt. So, you know.
Yeah, one of the guys came off my nose, and I was like, oh, buddy, sorry, you came down on me, and I kind of nipped him. But other than that, it was like, what was it, one of the fastest races in history?
I think it 18 minutes, I think the final result was that we ran that race in.
That was a fast race.
Yeah. Crazy when you think about, you know, well, it's, you know,
it was 41 laps too.
Yeah, it was only 41 laps, you know, with and no cautions and stuff. So yeah, it kind of blew right by. Then was able to actually go watch the actual race, you know, yeah. After that, because it didn't take forever. But we had Lucas Gortman picking up the win with Michael Gitchell following up or whatnot, Heineman second, Trevor Harmon in third, Evan Hurdle in fourth, Matthew fifth rounding out the top five. Jeff finished eighth. I actually raced. I was running up there near the top five and stuff, but right there towards the end, I had ET coming up behind me, and I just got a little loose, so I just kind of just pulled over and just kind of pulled into pits and kind of quit. I'm not running for points or anything. And at that point, didn't really, like, want to end up ruining, like, ET's race or screwing anything else up and everything. So I just pulled it over there at the end, let everybody finish up.
Yeah.
It was a good race, though.
Yeah. So where are you off to next week? Iowa, it looks like.
I do believe we are Iowa, you know, next week would, you know, this being basically the 4th of July weekend, we're off this week, but we'll be heading to Iowa next week, and then the week after, we're at Daytona.
Yeah, just a little track to a big track.
Yeah, I'll be back up in the broadcast booth again. I was, how do you say, still a little hungover or whatnot on Sunday, and that's why there was no broadcast. My brain would not have been able to function to actually do a broadcast and everything that goes into it and stuff. I was like, I'm just gonna race. It's easier to turn the wheel left than it is to sit there and produce and talk and hit buttons and everything. I'm like, no, that's not happening at all.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I was happy to finish up the last of the broadcast for me last night, like counting down the races. But I think what I'll do is leave Liberty Racing Network up, though, and just stream once in a while my own race. So that's what I'll do with that moving forward, but I won't broadcast races anymore.
I can understand.
Yeah.
I'm counting down how many races I have left till I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
Is Lucas gonna do it in the fall?
Lucas is gonna be taken back over.
Fall. He's got his schedule all figured out.
Or whatnot. Yeah. He got his weekend chain to days now. So you know, and that's like a permanent thing. So he'll be, that's why, you know, he's able to race now during the summer. And it's ARCA card. That's why he's racing. He's not in the broadcast booth. But once the fall gets back here and we get back into, you know, the trucks and stuff, then he'll be back in the broadcast booth and I'll be back out there full time winning a championship in my own league.
He thinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll go back to season one and a pit road penalty or whatnot killed me and stuff. So it might have been me actually who won that first championship and not Lucas, but
what could have been.
Yeah, there's a lot of what could have been.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that. But
it could have been if Patrick didn't push me too hard.
Yeah. Well, we did dirt to Daytona. We went to Indianapolis with the Gen 6 cars, and they actually ran pretty good there. They had a good little setup. They're still fun there. But a lot of us are racing together. There was one driver that checked out from everybody else. We won't mention Keith's name.
We'll mention him. He was cheated right up.
He was cheated up. Yeah. No, he did good. He qualified on the pole. And so going into the race, he had to finish, I want to say, he would have to finish dead last, and Jeff would have had to have won in order to win that championship, I think, after winning the pole and then leading a lap. It was, it was pretty much Keith, and Jeff pretty much didn't show up the whole race.
Got doored in the first few laps, and it was just downhill after that.
Yeah. But the race was pretty good for the rest of us. Yeah, dude, I know. I adored Jeff and Gitchell. I was watching, I think it was McKinney. I was going by, hey, McKinney. I was watching him, and I was following him, and next thing I know, I must have, moved up the track and got into you. It was definitely my fault.
It is what it is. It would have been real hard to beat Keith anyways. Yeah, I knew he's good at Indy, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but so we did do 60 laps. There was 8 of us that showed up, and Keith had the pole, and then he led just almost every lap. I think Kevin might have led a couple through pit stops.
I was so mad when he led them 2 laps. I wanted to lead every lap. I knew he was like off strategy, which he's been doing a lot lately too, doing different strategy than everybody else. But it's been working too. Once in a while, other times or whatnot, just shooting himself in the foot by trying it, and stuff. Yeah. But it's all about it's all about, the drafter, and I was able to, break away, and once I knew that I broke away, I was like, all right, just don't hit the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, at a certain point there I was running, I think, 3rd behind McKinney, and I was catching him, and I started pushing it harder and harder and harder, and I caught the wall, I think off of 1 going into that short shoot, going into 2, I think I caught the wall pretty good, and it ruined the rest of my race. But
them like last 15 laps, I didn't go nowhere near the wall. I was I wasn't trying anything. Like, I already knew my pace, and I knew how I was compared to everybody else. I was making sure I went nowhere near that wall, so I didn't clip it, because I always clip the wall at Indy.
Yeah. The last lap, I was like a half a second or maybe, a half a second behind Joe, and I sailed it into 1, and I didn't lift. I drove down to the grass trying to get to him. So I smashed the wall. I barely made it around after that. But anyways, congratulations on Keith on winning that championship. So talk to us a little bit about your Dirt to Daytona experience. I know that we didn't have much participation, but the concept of putting a bunch of different cars and a bunch of different tracks and letting the best driver go out there and win, you really did a great job this season, Keith.
Thank you. I mean, I like the concept, going, through all, the progression through all the different cars and everything. And like I tell everybody, it's like not that many people showed up this season, but it's a matter of it was the same people all the time. And you still had to go out and win it, like it wasn't handed to me, I had to earn it,
I was the best short track racer.
And what did I tell you? Once we got to the bigger track, you were done.
Yeah, but circumstances, my control, it would have been a lot closer, which would have been made you race a little bit different too, I think. But
I always say too, the first race of the season, Patrick didn't win it. I did, because we actually ran full distance and I won it. So that one, and then Turkle decided that he didn't like my bumper, dumping in the legend car. I mean, like your season could have, went there for at the same time too. Like things like that happened to during the season. To me,
look back at the season, you're like, oh, if this didn't happen or that didn't happen.
You know, like me quitting at, you know, Deggan, like the penalty there, you know,
that would have been huge.
that kept you even having a chance still the last couple races though. You know, but you know, you kept me in check, you know.
Yeah.
The whole somehow, like when you were winning all that short track stuff, you know, I was still finishing second, and still like holding on to, you know, the points lead and everything. But I mean, I have fun. Yeah, there wasn't that many people out there, but all the racing was still good, with a lot of people out there, and that's what made it, you know, fun all season.
Yeah. You know, finishing second to you for another championship. It's been 2 minutes.
I put on the Facebook post that Keith ran to his championship while you were walking. But anyways, I got anybody for this championship that you'd like to thank here while we got you on?
Yeah,
just put your driver's cap on.
Thank all of you. Putting the league on and stuff, you know, all the admins and everything. I mean, like I said, I mean, I had fun, you know, going through all the different stuff, you know, everyone, the back row, and you know, Sonya, of course, who, you know, lets me do this basically every single night.
Thank Josh McKinney for doing Josh McKinney things.
I still think or whatnot that Buck Kicker was going to be mine if I didn't quit at Dega, but that's a whole nother story. And everything, you know, but it was fun. Yeah, I had fun, you know. I'd do it again if it happened again in the future. Right.
Yeah, so you had an unofficial teammate this season, Patrick Anderson. You know, it was unofficial. He was Jeff's teammate, but he was like a mole. He kept taking Jeff out.
Yeah.
And then
he doesn't show up for the last two, three.
And then he didn't show up for the last race. Yeah. He needed like 12 to 15 people show up for that last race, just to give him some type of hope.
Yeah, damn guy falls asleep. What do you think, he's a bear and needs hibernation?
That's what especially at Dega, was expecting more people. Yes.
I was
expecting a whole bunch of more people to show up. But that's what I was wondering, like, how many people are going to show, you know, up and everything. There's a part of me wish more people, like towards the end of the season, showed up at the same time too. It was the same group of guys that was racing all season long. So I'm kind of glad that it kind of stayed that way and wasn't just random, you know, like bunch of people showing up and everything, like who hadn't been there all season and stuff. You know, sounds weird, but you know, at the same time too, you know. Just keep it what it had been. I was kind of glad.
Yeah. Yeah, at a certain point, you just want to race the 8 to 10 that showed up every week.
And
that's it. But for the most part, you know, the people that showed up had a good time, you know. I don't know what the future is for Monday nights.
Me and Ramsell are sorry that we basically took all the wins all season.
Yeah, no,
everybody who came out.
Only
two other people won, I think, right? Was it?
I'm definitely not sorry. I mean, Patrick got one. What?
Yeah.
Turkle won the legend race, didn't he?
Yeah, so you had 5, I had 4. Thomas had 1. Patrick had 1. Joe had 1.
Yeah, Thomas had Daytona. Yeah. Or Talladega, I mean.
Which I should have Talladega.
Patrick's has an asterisk next to it.
Yeah, right.
He won the short in distance. I won the full length race.
So it's dirt to Daytona. We finish up at Daytona. Right now, the the next gens have won the vote, so we're going to do the next gens this Friday, July 7th, full length Firecracker 400 in the next gen. So I'm not sure how the next gens are going to do in the draft, but I'm sure they'll be just fine.
I like the way that next gen's running in the draft. They're more racy.
Yeah.
And stuff.
So what we're going to do is open that up to everybody in our league. Anybody in Freaky Fast that runs to run it. Just open it up to everybody. So we don't have a bunch of outsiders running it, but hopefully we get, you know, 15 to 20 that show up. At least. But yeah, well, anyways.
Who's race with us that wants to race with it?
Yeah. But anyways, we have the Thursday night. We did crown a champion.
We did. I got to pop it up here. I had the wrong one. We did. For qualifying, I pulled a Patrick Anderson and qualified on the pole and didn't do nothing with it. And hey, Gitch. And then, so I qualified on the pole and beat Richard Crane by 2/1,000ths of a second. And I beat Miller by 5/1,000ths of a second. So it was real close there for qualifying. But we qualified, and we went on to the race, and we only had two cautions for the 90 laps, which was pretty good. 16 lead changes, and I think there was a pretty good battle at the end of the race there between Kyle Spies and Jeffrey Radke, and Kyle Spies came away with the win. Jeffrey Radke came second. Luke Smith was third, and Wally Babb was fourth. Those are your four top championship runners, man, 1 through 4.
And then it was cool to see that that happened.
Yeah. Michael Miller finished 5th. Josh McKinney was 6th. Brandon Kiger was 7th. Keith, you were 8th. Cam was 9th. And Jeffrey DeSanzo was 10th.
Yeah, so Kyle Spies pulls off the championship, driving away from Radke and Smith and Babb, but... you know, I think that the whole threat level guys, they ran strong all season. Spies, Radke, Babb, Vickery had some strong runs. You know, so it's good to have them guys in the league because they're very helpful.
And I'm not mistaken that I believe that was Kyle's first championship.
Oh, was it?
I thought I heard him say that. On the broadcast, but congratulations to him.
Yep, congratulations to Kyle. We get one of them cool GMS 3D trophies. You got anything special on the bottom of Kyle's trophy there, Gitch?
Yeah, you've got to find the hidden message.
Don't know what to do for that one, so I'm a little stumped there.
All right, well, yeah, it's cool that... I know Kyle was fast. There was one time, I mean, we went to Michigan, and we were 4 wide, and I got into him. I thought I was going to wreck him, and he saved me from getting an EOL this season, so, because he saved it. And had he gone around, I was like, oh, I'm getting a penalty now. But, the Thursday night, we crowned a champion. Also, Josh McKinney, he beat Jeff on Monday, and then he beats Jeff on Thursday, so that locks up the Butt Kicker Bracket Challenge. Josh McKinney is the Butt Kicker Champion.
And then he's going to show up on Friday.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I stepped on my wee-wee Thursday, and it's about a foot shorter now.
Yeah. But, yeah, Josh, I know I heard Josh was pretty excited about winning that Butt Kicker, and it did what we wanted it to do, you know, put people head to head against each other. Nobody, other than Turkle taking out Patrick, I think everybody raised each other pretty clean, you know, and Josh came out on top. So, congratulations to Josh.
I would have beat Patrick anyways because he didn't show up. So,
yeah, Yeah, you have to show up, Patrick.
Yeah. But then we went on Friday, went back to Las Vegas with the next gen. And they were fun to drive. The fall off was a lot. But Kevin qualified on the pole. Luke Smith was second. Radke was third. DJ Trout was fourth, and I was fifth qualifying. For the race, it was a exciting race. Me and Keith are trying to see if we can make it on one stop. I was successful. Keith wasn't. but Kevin Bernheimer was trying to do a two-tire stop and beat Johnson, but he was about two laps short, and Johnson got around him to take the win. He was half a second off. Kevin finished second. Racky was third. Luke Smith was fourth. Turkle was fifth. I was sixth. Keith, you were seventh. Cam Barnes was eighth. Timothy Cook was ninth. And Gitchell, you had a top 10 sitting in the pits.
I had
come into the last pit stop. I screwed up royally and had a minute and 10 second speeding penalty.
With 0x, might I add.
But yeah, I was talking to Keith before we started this podcast, and I'm like, you're not gonna beat Ryan Johnson by doing the exact same thing Ryan Johnson does. The dude's too good. You have to try something. And so congrats to Keith for trying something and not just riding and doing the exact same thing Ryan was doing. And Kevin did the same thing. You know, Keith tried the fuel strategy, Kevin tried the tire strategy, and it almost paid off for both of them.
Yeah.
One lap.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I knew I had to. The first run, from the start of the race, it was running all and packing everything. And then watch Ryan start to pull away and stuff. And I'm like, nobody is going to beat him on just pure speed and stuff. And I was like, so I have to try something. So in the first stage, I stayed out. I ran it dry, and I'm like, Cam did the same thing too. I was like, at that point, I was hoping for a caution because it would have locked basically the entire field down the lap. I was like, all right, so I didn't take tires. I was like, I'll save a set of tires. You never know how these races are going to go. And then when we came out of the pits for stage, I'm like, tank is what holds 12. I'm like, I need 12.2. I'm like, so do I play the fuel strategy game here and try and do this on one stop? And I was like, it's probably what it's going to take to actually, beat him, especially since I lost the draft right there on the restart. I'm like, okay, let's do this, And I was sitting there. I was running hard, but at the same time, just trying to save. And after that last, I'm just watching it. It's like it's fluctuating between like a half a gallon and a gallon, and I'm watching them sit there and closing on me. I'm like, okay, they're only gaining, backing off a little bit. And I got it down to 0.4 and stuff, but I wasn't able to get any draft. That was my problem. If I was able to get some draft from somebody, say maybe Gitch, but Gitch lost some down there, couldn't keep the car straight. And so I was like,
yeah, I touched the white line and the car didn't like that.
Yeah, but if I was able to.
I thought you were going to come up the racetrack into me. I was like, no.
Yeah.
But he did a good job saving it.
If I was able to park it behind somebody for a while, I would have been able to do it. I probably could have saved a little bit more. When I ran out, there was still 3 seconds back when I ran out, so I still had a little bit to play with it. But I had to try something. I was all in. It was it's either beat them or it doesn't mean anything, right? So
yeah.
I just ran a try.
Yeah. Yeah, and Kevin, he did the two-tire pit stop, and he came out 3.5 seconds in front of Ryan. I'm like, holy cow, that's a pretty big gap with 22 laps to go, I was like,
so what I'm hearing from you, Keith, is that the added shipping costs I have this week to have to ship the trophy to Ryan instead of you is my fault.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, you could have hit the bump and got Ryan.
Yeah, so when he got loose, when he hit the apron, got loose and stuff, like my heart dropped when he started getting sideways right in front of me. I'm like, no, and then I'm like, oh man, my drafting partner, he's gone. No, and I was just out there. I was trying to run there towards the end and stuff. I was sitting there. I was sorry to pull Jeff in and stuff. I'm like, and I'm trying to run hard at the same time, save fuel. I'm like, if I could just get to him, I'm like, I'd be able to get this done and stuff. And like, I finally get there, and then Turkle shows up, and I let him by on my inside, and just that made me just lose Jeff again. And then Turkle got around him, and then that just pulled Jeff away from me. I'm like, damn it. I'm like, well, that was that. I mean, I knew for a while I wasn't going to make it. Nobody knew. You know, was wondering if I was going to make it and stuff. And I know Ryan had to have been crapping his pants that, you know, trying to get around Bernheimer and then worrying about, you know, if I was actually going to make it or not. But I had to try something. I did. It didn't work. But, you know, I'm still proud of myself. I put myself in the position to win the championship in just, you know, a lap and a half short.
Yeah.
And actually, your fuel strategy was the reason why I parked it at the end. Because I spent from about 10 to go, I spent more time looking at my telemetry on the upper screen, like, is he going to make it? And I'm like, I'm just going to park the damn thing because I can't. I'm watching the upper screen and not my windshield more than anything.
I had full intentions on just staying behind you.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, you know? Like, I'm, like I said, I'm proud of myself. You know, I put myself in a position to win that championship and just didn't, wasn't going to go out there and beat Ryan straight up, so. I would have felt bad for Ryan, who like completely dominated the season. Even if Bernheimer, you know, two tire strategy, but you know, if he would, you know, would have felt bad for Ryan. But at the same time, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, they've lost some that way, so it'd be hard to win some that way, right?
Yep. That'll get us.
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, Ryan had the most dominant car all season, so the correct champion won. You know what I mean? You know, he was the fast guy. So, but I was glad as a broadcaster that Keith and Kevin did something, because if they just pitted alongside him, you know, it wouldn't have been a very fun broadcast at all. But it was pretty exciting there at the end.
Yeah, especially not knowing if I was going to make it or not, too. You know, and wondering if I was going to make it. Sucked because I knew I wasn't going to, you know. But for broadcast-wise or whatnot, it was probably amazing wondering, you know.
Yeah. But so congratulations to Ryan on winning the champion. So we crowned him, and then Luke Smith, our overall points leader. He won the NIL overall championship.
14 points.
And then, you know, so we got the Kyle Spees, our truck champion, Keith Fonseca, our Dirt to Daytona champion, Ryan Johnson, the Full Speed Friday champion, and Luke Smith, our overall champion. And, you know, Luke led pretty much all season. I don't know if there was too many weeks that he wasn't leading there, right, Jeff?
He was leading it right from basically the get go. Yeah.
Yeah. So, good job to Luke on that championship. I know he was excited about his trophy coming his way. Maybe we'll talk to Turkle about putting a hidden message on that.
Amazing that Ryan Johnson raced 9 fewer races and finished top 5.
The dude's an alien.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was our champions this season. So congratulations to all those guys. We do have our driver picks, our last driver picks. They're at the Chicago Street Course. I know that's why Gitch is here, because he didn't get to make his pick yet.
Honestly, I've completely forgotten about doing the picks.
We'll give him the lucky again.
Yeah, we'll let him go for a second. But Keith, who'd you pick?
I believe I took Buescher.
Yes, you took Buescher. And Jeff, do you remember who you picked?
What did I pick? Cindric?
Yes, you picked Cindric. Turkle picked Byron. I don't know if Byron's the pick. Byron had him in a great season.
He's good. He's like the fourth best one on the road courses in the past.
Oh, really?
Six races, yeah. He was in the top five statistics on road courses.
I took Allmendinger. So then Patrick, I know he picked too early, so I forgot who he picked, but we're going to have to give him his pick.
No.
He's not here.
Got to pick again. We got to give him. We got to give him the shitty one like he did me.
Andy Lally. Oh, no, we got to use somebody good. No, we got to use somebody good that sucks at road courses, though.
Yeah, Corey for joy.
No, you got to pick
Keselowski or Logano or somebody like that.
No, they're pretty good on road courses, though.
But they're Harvick. Not big.
Bell's good. Harvick's good. Yeah. They're all, it's amazing
the how races, good they are. I mean, let's admit here, too, this race is going to be absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, how tight it is and everything else.
It's going to be terrible.
Yeah. What about, Denny Hamlin?
We'll throw Hamlin there.
So it uses up his Hamlin pick. You're welcome there. You're welcome, Patrick. And then Thomas, we'll give him LaJoy.
Works for me.
All right, LaJoy for Thomas, and then so strangely enough, LaJoy is the first pit driver that Thomas has picked twice. Then, and then Gitch, you got anybody? Nothing.
No, I'm trying to go through what I've picked and all that stuff. I'm trying to see what's give me the minute here.
Oh, all right, we'll fill time.
Yeah, screw it. I'm going to go Suarez. Why not?
Suarez.
I know that's probably a long shot, but whatever.
It's not, though. It's actually a pretty good pick.
Yeah.
All right, so there's our picks. Right now, Jeff and Patrick are both tied with 5. Gitchell, you got 4. Turkle, 3. Keith has 2. And Bo, 1. And that's all we have so far. But
are we continuing this through the off season?
Yes, we're going to do this through the off season. So, All right. With that being said, anybody got anything else to add to this here podcast? All right.
We're going to go for a little break here, and then we'll get NIL back started up in September.
And keep an eye open for the – I don't know what we call in your little series. I've been calling it the Michael Gitchell series of unfortunate hosted events, but I don't know if we call it what we're calling it.
Yeah, we got to go to the drawing board like for that. Pick something up for Gitchell.
Gitchell will have some races put up here in off-season.
What do you want to do that, Gitchell, on a Thursdays?
Yeah, that might be the way to go. That way it gives everybody the weekends off and whatnot.
Do a half hour race or whatever.
Yeah, sounds good.
Figuring probably maybe be like a half hour practice and maybe tune the races to be about a 45 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Keep your eyes open on those, and thank everybody for listening to the podcast this season. The people that were listening to it, all three of you. But with that being said, we'll talk to you guys later.
Later.